Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the video show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
The cattle futures, both live cattle and feeder cattle, settled higher today. April's went near their contract highs here, up 90 at 129.35. Back about 3 weeks ago, they went to 129.47, so we were within about 12 points of their contract highs there on the April live cattle. Bad pen conditions, wet, cold, messy pens are causing cattle not to gain any weight, and so that's the idea behind this. But there is quite a bit of hedge pressure up here against these highs. On Friday, we have a cattle on feed report, which is actually the January report from the January 25th report was delayed until the 22nd. We also have the cold storage, which was January 22nd, delayed. Both of those will be at 2 p.m. on this coming Friday, the 22nd. The estimates, again, it's for the January report. The estimates on feed is January 1st to 102.2%, placements of 101.4, and marketed 99.7 in the month of December. The February report, which would normally be this Friday, is actually coming out on March 8th. The same, and the cold storage is coming out on March 7th. So hopefully by the end of March, we have all this government shutdown and the reports back to where they should be in line.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Quartermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leeny, Oklahoma. Sale books on request are online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. That's 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Grain markets were hit hard today in the wheat. We were down 9 to 11 cents to close on their contract lows. It put March right at $4.50, down 11 in Kansas City. So a disappointing sell-off there. We are in the oversold territory here with the relative strength index, which is a momentum indicator below 25. It's down around 20. So it is some indications that the market has become oversold. And then mid-morning, about 10:40 this morning, Egypt released their latest buy. They bought 360,000 metric tons of wheat. 180,000 of it was from France, 60 from Russia, 60 from Ukraine, and 60 from Romania, and none of it from the United States. So we're still at an uncompetitive price here on the global market. So we keep missing out on those deals, and I think that's one reason why we settled here near the lows. Corn and beans, though, were a little bit higher, 1 to 2 higher here as the Chinese and U.S. trade talks continue in Washington. And with tomorrow, extremely high-level talks, some of the top two or three people will be meeting with Chinese executives or Chinese politicians trying to resolve that. And that'll be tomorrow and Friday. And again, really high levels there. And then on February 22nd, the House panel is going to have another hearing on the same issue. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.